Well, we've heard about the debate going on in North Carolina over the state's so-called bathroom bill, or HB 2, requiring transgender people to use the bathroom corresponding with the sex listed on their birth certificates. A similar issue in Texas has the state's Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick calling for the resignation of Fort Worth School Superintendent Ken Scribner for issuing school guidelines intended to support transgender students and allow them to use the bathrooms that correspond with their gender identity. Yesterday, Patrick held a press conference underscoring his opposition.
It's wrong-headed. It violates the Texas Education Code. But more than that, this policy does nothing to improve a student's chances of graduating.
And at a school board meeting last night, parents on both sides came out to debate the guidelines.
Policies such as these let teens know that you respect them as a student and as an individual.
Ben Philpott is senior editor at Here and Now contributor KUT in Austin, Texas. He's with us now. Hi, Ben.
Hello.
Well, what exactly are the guidelines? Because this is about more than just bathrooms in Fort Worth.
It is. I mean, this is part of a larger non-discrimination policy that the district has. The two most controversial parts are, as you said, the bathroom one, which says that a student will have access to the bathroom that they consistently and uniformly assert their gender with. So, you know, if you are a transgender girl, you can go to the girls' bathroom. It also allows for single stall bathrooms and for an opportunity to go to the bathroom when no one else is around. The other part that's that also got Lieutenant Governor Patrick upset was that the campus counselors would not have to give information to the student's parents, a transgendered student's parents, unless it was a need-to-know basis or the student said it was okay to talk to them. And that's another, as I said, that's another thing that he's quite hot about.
Well, and the superintendent says he's not resigning, and he calls the lieutenant governor a bully for stirring up, quote, fake outrage. What is Patrick's criticism of these policies?
Well, Patrick is, you know, this is what he's been focusing on for several months. He had a very large role in knocking down the HERO ordinance in Houston that would have been, it was a broad anti-discrimination policy. Hmm. He was able to get that focused on the bathrooms, focused on the, as I guess he would call it, the danger that our daughters and wives would be in if a man, as he put it, were able to get into those restrooms, were able to have access to those restrooms. It shot him into the national spotlight when he was working on the HERO ordinance or against the HERO ordinance, and he's now come back around to work on it here in Fort Worth and to kind of push this heading into the next legislative session here.
And speaking of politics, by the way, the Texas Republicans are meeting tomorrow in Dallas for the state's GOP convention. Are they going to be talking about this?
Yeah, this is going to be one of a handful of kind of the hot button issues that gets the base excited and gets them, you know, ready to go out and vote in November.
And is Texas going to be a state that is perhaps next in terms of having a bathroom bill like the one in North Carolina that's gotten so much attention?
I think it's probably 100% assured that the Texas Senate is going to not only have a bill but pass it. We'll see what the Texas House does. And then, of course, what our Republican governor does. You've seen Republican governors veto this bill in other states.
What about the issue of same-sex marriage? This is going to be the first Texas Republican convention since the Supreme Court overturned Texas's longtime ban on same-sex marriage. Are Republicans going to take up that issue?
You know, they'll push it through religious liberties. They've already had a couple of committee hearings in off-session time looking at what they can do further for, you know, to protect the religious liberties of people in the state. The state's largest conservative business coalition, though, has come out and said, you know, we don't want this. We've seen what's happened in other states. Please don't push this forward in the next session. But again, I wouldn't be surprised if the Lieutenant Governor's Senate does end up passing something like that.
And what about the issue of immigration, especially with all the talk of a border wall?
I think not only border wall, but you have to consider the kind of anti-Muslim push by Donald Trump in his campaign for president. I think that that's also going to be an issue here in Texas. We've had battles with state agencies and the nonprofit groups that are bringing people to Texas on whether or not they should be kept out as well.
Ben Philpott, senior editor at Here and Now, contributor KUT in Austin. Again, the GOP convention in Texas starts tomorrow. And as Ben just said right here, it looks like Texas is going to be the next state, or at least one of the next states, to try to put in a bathroom bill like the one in North Carolina. Ben, thanks.
Thank you.